The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I'm your host, Alan Newsome, and this is episode number 54, Rodney Dillard Interview, Part 1. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by there for any kind of Mayberry item you might be looking for. Check Weaver's first and help support this podcast. It's also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Hey, everybody. I'm back from the Mayberry Cruise. Just got back. The episode that came out last week came out while I was gone, and I'm glad it worked out. You never can tell about some of these things, but it worked out. You got it, and you got to hear my wonderful wife, Jan, with her first appearance on the podcast, and hopefully it won't be her last. She'll be on here from time to time, I'm sure, and I want to thank her for that. And I want to thank you guys for listening to me for the whole year last year, and here we are again, as Barney might say. Anyway, tonight we're going to be having a great interview, the first part of it, with Rodney Dillard. Now, for those that may not know, I don't know if I tell this during the interview, and if I do, I guess you get it double, but Rodney was the guitar-playing Darlin' Boy of the Darlin' family. So his brother Doug was the banjo player, is the banjo player. He still plays the banjo. Dean Webb is the mandolin player. And Mitch Jane plays the bass. So that's the Darlin' Boys for you. And now we're going to hear some really nice stuff here from Rodney about how the Dillards got their start. The Dillards is the band that really is the Darlins. And I'm sure I say that later, so bear with me as you listen twice to the same information. Anyway, let's get into it without me talking. So, folks, here's Rodney Dillard. Hey, folks, we're here with Rodney Dillard from the Dillards. He's the guitar-playing Darlin' Boy from the Andy Griffith Show. A lot of the folks that listen to this podcast are going to know him from that. But Rodney is the Dillards was the band that was the Darlin' Boys. And you guys, Rodney, were just inducted into the International Bluegrass Hall of Fame, right?
Yes, yeah, and how are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
Hello.
I'm doing great. It's great to talk to you.
Well, it's great to talk to you. It's good to see you when I see you, you know, as your character role. but, yes, to answer your question, we were just inducted into the IBMA, International Bluegrass Music Association's Hall of Fame. This happened at the Ryman Auditorium, and it was turned out to be more than I'd ever expected, and it was just a wonderful experience, and I got to see a lot of old friends that I hadn't seen in a while, and it's one of those you had to be there kind of things.
That's great. Well, you know, we've read about it and everything. We knew it was coming up, and I'd seen you at Mayberry Days, and you were able to just talk about, you know, it's a big honor for you guys.
Oh, tremendous honor. Yeah, surely so, was.
And, well, you guys definitely deserve it. As I was preparing for this, I was reading through some things, and you guys, the Darlin' Boys, the Dillards, you guys were made up of yourself and your brother Doug, and then Dean Webb. And I didn't know that originally Dean was the bass player, was going to be the bass player.
Well, when we first started, Doug and I had started recording back when we were I was 16, and Douglas was a few years older, but we started making records when I was still in high school.
Yeah.
Dean came with us. Mm-hmm. We got acquainted with him through another person in Kansas City, and he was playing bass. He was playing some bass with us, and and mandolin. And then Mitch came along, and we got Mitch and taught him to play bass.
Well, that's what I had read. Yeah,
that he learned to play bass in a laying down in a 55 Cadillac because the bass had to lay over the seats. So he learned to play bass on his back, learning how to note the bass. And it was several months before he could learn to play bass on stage standing up.
So he had to lay down on stage? Is that?
Yeah, he had to lay down and play bass. Of course, I just made that up, you know.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that because in reading stuff about you getting the award, they mentioned in there that that you guys had recorded a self-recorded album, I guess, that you and Doug and Dean, and Mitch heard it and wanted to be... decided he wanted to be a part of the band to, and he said he'd be the bass player and your MC for the shows.
Well, yes, it started out that way, and yes, that's what happened. As a matter of fact, I traded the bass lessons to him. I actually taught him to play bass, and he traded me for a dog.
Oh, really?
And yeah, that's very, very little known facts. And he traded me this dog, this boxer dog, who immediately went out and started chasing the neighbor's horses. And I think he caught one of his cows or something. But this, anyway, that's how that all took place. And Mitch learned to play and went with us.
That's great. Well, you know, when I hear these stories, of course, I'm thinking, in my mind, I'm picturing you guys as the Darling Boys and all these things happening. And it seems so fitting, actually, a lot of it.
Well, actually, a lot of it, if you actually turned that into a Darling Boys script, it would be pretty funny how we had all sold everything we had because we were getting ready to leave for California. And we were living over at Mitch's house, and everybody had quit what they were doing, hoping that we could get started early. Uh-huh. And we were starting to run out of food, and Mitch would bring in a turkey every once. I'm going to go turkey hunting. And then he would come in with a turkey, and he would claim it was a wild turkey, but I knew very well it was a neighbor's turkey that he was bagging.
Because they were white, they weren't...
They were farm grown. You know what a wild turkey is. He would say, this is a wild turkey. I said, yeah, right, Mitch, that's right, that's... Sure it is.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I'm having dinner with the president. Yeah.
That's
literally how we got going and how we left to head for California.
About how old were you?
I was 19 at the time. 19 or 20.
Wow.
Yeah. And we worked our way. Mitch actually left when we got to Oklahoma City. For various reasons, and went on to Dallas and actually left the group.
Really?
And yes. And Dean and Douglas decided that we would just go on to California. And we had worked at doing various jobs and different things, trying to stay alive in Oklahoma City. And when we ended up getting a actual musician's picking job, in a place called the Budai, which is a folk club, Mitch decided he would come back. So he came back to the group.
After y'all had a gig already lined up. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he'd actually been the first one to actually leave the group after maybe a month or so. And so we went on to California, and the rest became history due to just... natural circumstances that happened to us that got us to where it's just amazing to me on how things fell into place so easily for us when we first got there. When I look back and I look at these things, I just can't believe it, that we were so fortunate to have this happen.
Well, there's our first part of interview with Rodney Dillard from the Darlings. And man, that's such a privilege to be able to speak with Rodney and all the cast members I get to speak to. It is a wonderful privilege that I get to do that, and I am so glad to be able to share that with you, the listeners and fans of the Andy Griffith Show, and in this case probably some fans of the Dillards that may not really have watched the Andy Griffith Show that much. So it's good to have you guys with us as well. I want to encourage you to drop by mayberry.com/podcast and sign up to get this podcast on a weekly basis. You can sign up and subscribe. You can use iTunes. You can get it by email. There's all kinds of ways. So just drop by Mayberry.com/podcast and sign up. Also, do I encourage you to give me some feedback? Email me at floyd@mayberry.com. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can also go to the website and leave comments on any of the episodes. We'd love to hear from you like that. You can also go to Facebook. There's all kinds of ways to stay in touch with us. Facebook.com/2chairs. Another little bit of information you might be interested in, the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, which is part of Mayberry.com, obviously, the largest majority of it. The Two Chairs No Waiting podcast fan page on Facebook encouraged the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club to create a fan page as well. So if you go to Facebook.com/TAGSRWC, which is the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, so it's the initials. If you go there, you can sign up to become a fan of the Rerun Watchers Club, too. So I encourage you to do that. That should be a lot of fun. Also, I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that this podcast is brought to you by listeners like you. Had several people have inquired, and some have done, actually ways to support the podcast. You can donate. There's a donate button at Mayberry.com/podcast. If you scroll down on the right there, you'll see a button that says donate. If you click that, it'll go to our PayPal account and you can donate whatever you want to, you know, $2, $3, $5, $10, hey, $1,000. Whatever you want to donate, we'd appreciate it. And you don't have to or anything, but if you'd like to be a part of the show and like to help out, and, you know, maybe I could hire somebody that can actually be a good MC for you, a good DJ, whatever I am, host. But anyway, folks, I want to thank you all for listening, and be sure and tune in next week, and we'll continue our interview with Rodney Dillard. And we've got a lot of great shows lined up for you this year, so we'll see you real soon and talk to you later. Bye.